The glow of the sun appears above the Earth's curved surface. The Earth and the Moon rest among a layer of clouds and stars. A lion-shaped constellation shines at the center of the universe. Reflective silver letters float among clouds. Lionsgate Premiere. The sun shines through the letters. Golden sparks rain down from between the letters O and N. Grindstone Entertainment Group. The core of the sparks expands and flares like sunlight. Yellow sunlight glows behind skyscrapers and a raised train track. A blue and white train rapidly approaches. The letters EFO form a blur of color on the passing train. Emmett Furla Oasis Films. White block letters fade in over a black background. Ingenious, a horizontal line through the O. Slanted white shapes fall into place in a black expanse. They glitch into the letters FYZZ. The Fizz Facility. Lionsgate Premiere, Grindstone Entertainment Group, and Emmett Furla Oasis Films present, in association with the Fizz Facility. An Emmett Furla Oasis Films production. In association with Twirly Films Limited. In association with Aperture Entertainment. In a warehouse, a middle-aged bald man comes into focus, with half of his face in shadow. He sits in a chair. Jumper cables snake from the back of the chair to a crate. He pulls against a black wrist restraint. A black-haired man in a suit enters.
We have reason to believe you're not who you say you are, Mr. Parker.
The bald man's brow furrows. Two guards flank the suited man. He removes a photo from his coat.
Your wife and son, Mr. Leonard Turner, CIA.
Leonard's breath condenses in the air. The suited man tosses the photo to the ground. Leonard bends and picks it up.
I have men posted outside their door, back in Virginia, United States.
Leonard glances from the black and white photo to the suited man.
Come again. For you to get this close, you must have friends, informants, collaborators inside my organization.
He slides a hand into his coat.
I want their names.
He offers a pen to Leonard. He rolls it in his fingers. Lines crease Leonard's forehead. He reaches out his bound hands and takes the pen. Leonard holds his hands between his knees. The suited man steps closer to him. Leonard leans over and puts the pen to paper on the crate.
Everybody.
The suited man slowly nods. Leonard gazes up at him. He turns to the paper and writes. He stops and rests his hands on the paper. He leans back. The suited man stands over him. He jumps up. He plunges the pen in the suited man's neck, who falls back. A guard draws a pistol. Leonard grabs the gun and spins him away. Leonard shoots the other guard, turns and shoots the spun man. A man enters with a rifle. Leonard shoots him twice. Blood streaks the door as he falls. Leonard stands over the suited man with a grin.
You look so stupid with that pen in your neck.
What about that, man?
Don't ever threaten my family again.
Blood spurts out of the suited man's mouth. Cut to black. Leonard opens a door to a hall. In a bar, a phone sits beside cash and a drink.
Go for Robertson.
Get over to the house now.
What?
Get over to my house and see if everybody's all right. Get the fuck over there. Stop talking.
Absolutely, I'm on my way.
Harry, get your mother and get out of the house. Go, now.
Dad? Get out of the house.
Harry knocks over a vase as he sprints to a window. He looks outside.
No! They shot Mom.
Harry, focus. Go up to my
bedroom. Okay.
In the top drawer of my dresser, on the left-hand side.
Harry rushes into a bedroom.
I'm here, Dad, I'm here.
Open that up. Just the way I showed you.
He cocks a black gun.
Focus.
Red one's dead.
Shot
Mom.
Can you get to the bathroom? Go.
Harry runs into a bathroom with the gun.
I'm here, Dad. I'm here. I'll take him out. Dad, I hear him.
I know. Harry!
A man in black shoots into the bathroom.
Just aim along the sight, Harry.
Don't pull it. Squeeze.
Take the shot!
Squeeze the trigger, Harry.
Take the shot!
Blood sprays from the man in black's head. Robertson enters.
Harry, it's okay, kid.
In the hall, Leonard closes his eyes.
Leonard, I'm here. Harry's okay.
He rubs his face with his hand as he slumps down the wall. He lowers the phone and bows his head. Fade to black. An illustrated American flag appears. The red stripes extend to meet black stripes. Kellen Lutz. Red lines slice across black behind a white silhouette. The silhouette turns and shoots a gun. Bruce Willis. Blue jet illustrations leave trails of red. The red lines form a three-dimensional outline of a building. Gina Carano. The building flips and becomes a briefcase surrounded by blue stars. Red bars frame a blue star. A title. Extraction. An illustrated blue van passes in front. A red arched bridge shape builds behind it. D.B. Sweeney. Dan Bilzerian. A red stripe trails the van. The van and line recede into the distance as they approach an aerial map of a city. Olga Valentina. Lydia Hall. Certain buildings are highlighted in white. Tyler J. Olson. The red stripe forms a tabletop. A blue and white martini glass lands on it. Casting by Anne McCarthy and Kelly Roy. A white silhouette sits on a stool at the table with the glass. Music supervisor Mike Burns. A blue female silhouette wears a red dress. A red stripe moves horizontally behind it. Music by Ryan Dotson. The female silhouette appears in a plane window. Line producer, William B. Stakely. Red stripes trail the blue plane shape as it flies over nebulous lights. Costume designer, Bonnie Stouch. Editor, Vincent Tabellian. Another blue plane shape passes above the other. Production designer, Nate Jones. The red stripes form binoculars. Black and white stripes fill the lenses. Director of photography, Brandon Cox. The binoculars become red stripes behind a blue car shape. Co-producers Tim Sullivan, Anthony Callie, Max Adams. Co-executive producers Armand Lanik, Christoph Lanik, Ryan Black. The car drives along a red laptop keyboard. Executive producer Wayne Mark Godfrey, Robert Jones, David Gilbrey. A red and blue line grow and split from the laptop screen. Executive producers Barry Booker, Stan Vertlieb. A blue dot turns into a cue ball that breaks balls on a red billiard table shape. Executive producer, Martin Blencrow. An eight ball rests on the table. Executive producers, Kirk Shaw, Anthony Jaber, Vance Owen. The billiards table appears in the barrel of a black gun shape. The gun fires. Executive producers, Stephen Saxton, Ted Fox, Corey Large. White and blue triangles form behind the bullet. Produced by Randall Emmett, PGA. George Furla, PGA. Stars appear and change from white to blue to red, and they move over red, white, and blue shapes. Produced by Mark Stewart, Adam Goldborn, PGA. Written by Umair Aleem and Max Adams. Red, white, and blue star shapes pop up on black. A thin red stripe cuts through the stars. Directed by Stephen C. Miller. Daytime, in a cemetery, wearing a black jacket with a high collar, Leonard looks down at a gravestone. Words appear. 10 years later. A man in his 20s with a short beard approaches Leonard and stands beside him.
Dad.
Leonard shakes his head.
Not tonight, kid.
I'm joining the agency. Got my letter today. They're sending me to Prague.
Leonard nods. They look down at the grave. Harry wears a black hoodie. Leonard turns to him.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Uncle Ken thinks it's a good idea.
Uncle Ken's full of ideas.
Harry looks up and swallows.
You still don't think I can pull the trigger, huh? I was just a kid.
Yeah.
They stare at the gravestone.
Thanks for coming out today.
Leonard strolls off. On the gravestone, in loving memory of Kate Turner, 1962 to 2005, a red rose lies at the base of the stone. Wind blows the pull strings on Harry's hoodie. He stares ahead intently. Prague. A clock tower rises above red-roofed buildings. Stone bridges stretch across a river. A spired church juts into a hazy sky. Harry kicks a door open. He wears earmuffs and goggles. He shoots paper targets as he moves through a house. A beam of light shines from his gun. He kicks a door down and fires at targets in a room. A bright light turns on. Harry punches a target that reads, "Hostage." Robertson enters.
You're killing friendlies. Do it again. Get it right.
In a warehouse, a dark-haired man wraps Harry's hand with tape. Harry clenches and opens his hand. In a boxing ring, the dark-haired man wears pads on his hands. Harry throws punch combinations into the pads. At a heavy bag, Harry ducks and punches the bag. It swings on chains. In the ring, the dark-haired man holds a pad up. Harry throws two punches. The man blocks him and tosses him down on a mat. Harry quickly rises to his feet.
Eyes downrange. Acquire and fire. Go.
In the training house, Robertson clicks a stopwatch. Harry busts in and shoots targets. He rapidly steps through rooms. The bright light shines on.
Too slow. Do it again.
Early morning, on a waterfront path, Harry jogs. A large ship floats outside a marine hangar on the other side of the water. In the warehouse, Harry punches the heavy bag. Robertson watches. Harry bounces on his toes. He punches the bag. He jukes from side to side. He does one-legged flying push-ups. He kicks his legs as he goes up and down. In the ring, he spars. He dodges a punch. He hits the man's pads and ducks under another punch. He rapidly punches the heavy bag. Red fingerless wraps cover his hands. On the waterfront path, he jogs. His hood bounces as he runs beside a railing. In the training house, he shoots targets. He kneels and reloads. He fires as he turns counterclockwise. In the warehouse, Harry boxes with no gloves on. He hits the dark-haired man's pads as he lifts them. He dodges punches. The man puts his leg behind Harry's and starts to push him down. Harry catches his balance and tosses the man to the mat. Later, Harry shoots at a paper target drawing, wearing a bomb vest. Robertson walks behind a line of shooters.
Even your old man never put shot groups that tight downrange.
Yeah, well, paper targets don't shoot back.
Spoken like a true Turner.
Come on, kid, you gotta let it open. Regardless of what it says, I hope you'll stick around here until your work is done. The Condor
is the future, the tip of the spear, edge of the knife, the cat's pajamas. Or...
It's a cat's ass, wise guy. Let me know which way it falls.
In an office, Harry enters. He wears a suit and holds an envelope.
Morning, Harry.
Morning, Laura.
What's up, Harry?
Harry stares distractedly as he passes offices. A man approaches him.
Think of this?
Get your ass to this, bud.
Why do you keep doing this yourself, man? Four rejections in 2 years?
Three.
Look, I know you want to be a field agent like your dad. I get that. And I've only read your dad's dossier and case file. I want to be your dad. Hell, I want to fuck your dad.
That's gross.
I've thought about it.
Harry sits at a desk. He smiles and shakes his head. He closes his eyes as he opens the envelope. He unfolds a piece of paper. He reads. He throws it to the desk.
Four.
Four?
Four rejections in 2 years.
He crumples the paper.
Yeah.
He throws the paper in a trash bin. Harry strides to a glass-fronted office.
It's not enough, Harry.
We have a working prototype of the Condor being shipped to the United States as we speak. And proof of at least a dozen encrypted messages from overseas to the United States discussing the sale of a rare, precious bird. That's not enough?
Look, I'm on a plane to Langley in a half an hour. In the meantime, if
Find me some mention of the condor or how they plan to acquire this rare bird. Hell, find me the origin and or destination of said transmissions, and I'll run it up the chain ASAP. In the meantime, we got nothing. What'd your letter say?
Harry holds up and wiggles four fingers. Robertson hangs his head.
It's gonna happen, Harry.
At this point, I'm not so sure.
You tell the old man you didn't get in?
Sure, he's probably busy doing something right now.
Newark, 3 days later, a pink and purple sky hangs above bridges. In a shipping yard, Leonard stands with hands in pockets. Two men approach. One carries a briefcase.
Yep. That would look different.
Welcome to the 21st century.
What, you telling me the truth?
We weren't followed. Nobody.
The two men drop. A man with long hair steps out from between two men with rifles and flashlights. He smiles. Leonard slowly raises his hands. Red laser sights move on his chest. Leonard closes his eyes. In the office, Harry's co-worker pushes past people.
Harry.
In the warehouse.
Harry! 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 It's your dad. It's your dad. I just got a call. Come on. It's your dad.
Listen up, kids. I want a full stop on every other goddamn op. This gets full priority.
Director Sisson?
Oh, Jesus. We're going to do everything we can to get your father back, son.
Sir, with your permission, I'd like to be in the room.
Negative. You're too close to the situation. Judgment gets all cloudy when you're close.
Sir.
Go home, son. All right? We'll contact you the minute we get an update on your father's situation. He doesn't come inside.
Copy that, sir.
Director Sturson leads two agents into a control room. Harry stands in a hall.
I want this room shut down until this situation is fully resolved.
Already on it, sir.
All right. Where is Robertson?
In Langley. We have him covering our stateside drop.
I don't give a hot wet shit about his drop. Get him on screen one.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Clouds move over Prague. A satellite floats above the Earth. CIA headquarters, Langley, Virginia.
This one we don't know much, except that the drop was compromised and Berg was with. My sources tell me that Leonard Turner is still in and around the Jersey area.
Sorry, gentlemen. Mr. Robertson, you're needed immediately.
Where?
In the conference link. Citizen is waiting.
Okay, Purvis, keep digging.
I'm on it, sir.
In the office, Harry's co-worker types on a laptop.
Dude, this is crazy.
He hands Harry an earpiece.
Do it all the time, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm like, check porn stars' phones. I reckon CIA officials.
It's for my dad.
Daryl types. In the control room.
I've got Robertson.
Oh. Hey, Ken.
Citizen.
Higgins, on the top.
Leonard Turner, former clandestine service officer and field operative, went missing this morning in Newark, New Jersey.
You're in.
You said former. Yes, sir. They pulled him from the field due to his antics.
He was 3 weeks from forced retirement.
What the hell was he doing in Newark, New Jersey on a level one assignment?
I can answer that.
Oh, good. Please, Ken, enlighten us.
Leonard and I go way back. I knew the agency was looking to railroad him, and I also knew retirement would kill him. So I gave him one last shot at field work, and I requested his participation.
In order to?
In order to secure the Condor prototype and escort it back to DARPA HQ in Arlington. When he didn't report in, I initiated the protocol for a missing agent.
So you sent a washed-up skid mark of an agent to secure the Condor?
That skid mark, nice term of endearment, by the way, is the best goddamn field operative the agency's ever produced.
Oh, yeah, apparently not.
Okay, continue, Higgins.
Approximately 60 minutes after Agent Turner went missing, the Condor went active.
Okay, so for those of us who didn't grow up jerking off to some science magazine, can you please explain to me the significance of this latest revelation?
In layman's terms, Director Citizen, the Condor is the ultimate hack, allowing whoever has it complete control over any government's major communications. How long
do we have?
24 hours from the moment Condor goes active.
Okay, why 24 hours?
Because it takes 24 hours for the Condor to go active and hack all the programs. That's internet, nuclear platforms, GPS.
Okay, he can stay. How did you do that?
Harry looks down at Citizen's cell phone. Citizen picks it up.
Smart boy. We'll talk about this later on. What's the fallout?
If the Condor comes online and the government's affected, trace it back to us. At best, we lose their trust.
At worst?
You see it as an act of war.
Look, is there any way to reverse the activation?
Yes, my team developed a Patriarch key. It'll decompile the entire system, but it has to be physically uploaded onto the Condor. Cannot be done remotely.
All right. Get me this Patriarch key, and I'll ensure that it gets hand-delivered to our lead agent who's already on the ground.
Agent, sir? As in singular?
This gets out. It's a PR nightmare for the agency. The way it is now, technically, it's FBI jurisdiction, which we are not so subtly pissing all over. It's just better that we keep as low a profile as possible. All right, this is a need-to-know basis, all right? None of this goes out of this room. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Understood?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any leads at the moment?
None.
One. What's this?
It's a starting. I brought some of this stuff to Agent Robertson a few days ago. He said it wasn't enough to make a case, so I dove back in. I did a comprehensive search of any suspected terrorists, black market dealers entering the United States in the past 72 hours. And I came up with this.
The Jokan?
Remnants of the Bucharest Azel Kamataru clan. Now, they've been on our radar since 07. They have a small faction operating in the southeastern United States. We have a positive ID on Drake entering the U.S. via Hartsfield-Jackson 2 days ago. There's also been a number of coded messages originating from Bucharest talking about the sale of a rare bird, which I assume is code for the Condor.
As I told Agent Turner, sir, this is largely circumstantial.
Yeah, well, still, that's the only lead we have at the moment. All right, we'll take it from here, Agent Turner. Agent Higgins, would you escort Agent Turner to his apartment and see that he stays there?
Sir, I want to be a part of
you
this.
You want to be allowed to go stateside immediately?
Yes, sir.
Well, your request is denied. Look, your goal is to get your father back. My goal is to protect the free world. I can't have your personal agenda jeopardizing your mission.
Those goals, Director, are one and the same.
Time's up, kid. Let's go.
All right, don't worry. Now, we're going to call you the minute we have any information about your father.
Who's the agent on the ground?
Agent Victoria Fair.
Newark, a factory by a river. Semis drive past container cranes. Trestle bridges span the water. A brunette woman in her 30s stands by a railing. She gazes out at the water. A man in a tan trench coat approaches. Someone skateboards by.
Welcome to Newark, New Jersey.
The man in the trench coat removes sunglasses.
You've been briefed?
I know the what, I don't know the who.
He hands the brunette woman, Victoria, a manila envelope from inside his coat. She opens it. He glances at her. She holds a photo of Leonard outside the envelope.
Is there a problem, Agent Fair?
No, no problem. I just think you should know I have history with Turner's son.
I wouldn't exactly call fucking while you're at the Academy relationship, Agent Fair. The agency is fully aware of your relationship with Leonard Turner's son. That plus the fact that you lived in Jersey, went to college here, and have an exemplary track record in the field to date, you have the perfect alibi to be operating in and around the area. Now, I'm sure I don't need to reiterate how important it is for a CIA operative to not get caught operating on domestic soil. It would be a shitstorm of epic proportions if the FBI, or any other three-letter acronym, were to discover your presence here as anything other than a friendly, familiar visit.
She holds a hard drive.
I'm guessing this is the Patriarch key?
Correct. Now, according to Citizen, you install it directly into the Condor. It is the only way to stop the program once it's been activated.
She looks at him. Stud earrings shine in her ears. He puts on sunglasses.
Anything else?
The man in the trench coat turns and walks away. Victoria stares out across the water. A blue river winds through green fields. Prague. A train travels on a track. A white van travels at speed on a road. Its windshield wipers wave. Inside, two agents flank Harry in the back seat. Higgins sits in the passenger seat. A long beard covers his face. The driver looks back. He wears a short mustache. The van rolls over wet asphalt. Harry eyes the agents to his right and left.
Harry, sorry about the way this is going down.
Me too.
He punches Higgins in the chest. He elbows the agents beside him. The van swerves. Harry grabs the driver's tie from behind. Harry punches the driver. The van skids. An agent grabs his arm. Harry unbuckles his seatbelt. The driver chokes. Higgins punches Harry's face. The van swerves wildly. The driver hits the brake and skids to a stop. The men jolt forward and back. Higgins points a gun at Harry, who kicks him into the dash. He slams the backseat agent's head together. He smashes the driver's head on the wheel. The agents sit motionless. Harry climbs out of the van. He shuts the door. He scans the area. He begins to jog in the center of the wet street. Daytime in Prague. Sun shines on waterfront buildings. A trolley travels on a narrow street. In a locker room, Harry removes items from a locker. In the control room.
How the hell does a pencil-pushing desk jockey take out four highly trained agents?
Harry Turner's been training to be an agent since the day his mother was murdered.
A road cuts between low-slung hills and snakes off toward a mountain range. On a sign, international border. Cars line up at a checkpoint. A man slides a red gate closed. Harry sits in a taxi.
I'm looking at this guy's file, and it says he was passed over for clandestine service four times. I don't know how high speed he can be.
The only reason he's not a field agent yet is because his father's been calling in favors for years, getting senior leadership to deny his applications. He's good.
A commercial plane rises off a runway. Landing gear doors open. Nighttime. The plane flies above a dark city skyline. Day. The plane lands on a runway, its tires smoking as it touches down. In an airport.
What you got?
First and foremost, watch your ass. Citizen's got him for you and
Higgins is pissed.
Hard to blame him.
I tapped into the police department files and then I called in a few favors to a buddy of mine in the ATF.
And the Chokan use a local biker gang to run guns and meth
up and down the coast. The Infidel Motorcycle Club.
Guess they hang out in a place called the Garage Bar.
Wonder if they have ladies tonight.
Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
In Newark, a long bridge extends toward brick buildings. Smokestacks stick out above a factory. A train rockets past a rundown building. A taxi rolls to a stop. Harry steps out of the taxi with a backpack. As the taxi drives off, Harry walks toward a bar. On a circular sign with a star inside, the garage. Motorcycles are parked in rows out front. Neon signs hang in the windows. A man in a vest exits. Harry looks behind him as he enters. Inside, booths line the front windows. Harry walks along the long bar. Men play pool in a back room. Harry sits at the corner of the bar. Customer stares at him. A blonde woman behind the bar approaches.
Whiskey.
The bartender smiles. A man with long hair and a white bandana sips a beer.
We don't know you, brother. We don't like people coming in here that we don't know.
Harry gestures to the man with a shot glass. He drains it. The bandana man and a tall man stand and walk over to Harry.
Are you listening to me, dick brain?
Harry reaches into his jacket and pulls out a wad of cash. He puts it on the bar.
That's way too much, babe.
No, it's for the bottle and the jukebox.
Fuck this guy.
Jukebox.
Harry hits the tall man with the bottle. He shoves the bandana man. The bandana man slumps against the jukebox. Harry turns to face the rest of the patrons.
I'm looking for Drake Chivu. You tell me where he is, and I walk on out of here.
Let's kill this motherfucker!
A ponytail man smashes a bottle and waves it at Harry, who jumps back. He kicks Harry into a drum set, then swings the bottle. Harry kicks him back. Harry blocks the bottle with a cymbal. He hits the man with it. Another runs up and swings. Harry hits him in the face with a mic stand, then the stomach. The ponytail man hits him with a pool cue. Harry drops. He throws him through a window. Harry picks up a cinder block and bludgeons the man. He hits another. A man in a hat runs at him. Harry throws a pool ball at his groin. Harry picks up two balls and hits a man's fists. He hits him in the chest, then shoves a ball in his mouth. A guy in a black bandana tackles him onto the pool table. The man in the hat grabs him. They rain blows on him. The bartender aims a shotgun. The bikers back off.
Put the gun down.
Victoria aims her gun at her.
Well, shit.
I missed you too. Let him up.
The bartender holds up the shotgun and her free hand. Harry climbs off the pool table.
All right, everyone, I'd like to thank you for your cooperation. Harry, let's go.
He grabs his backpack.
Not yet.
I swear to God, Harry.
She holds her gun steady. He searches his bag.
Harry. Said not yet. Now, we are gonna try this a whole nother way.
Whoa, put down the grenade.
Vic, you should wait outside.
I'm not waiting outside.
Vic, wait outside.
It's Victoria.
Vic, will you wait outside?
Fuck off.
He pulls the pin.
Fuck off.
Wait. Drake's brother's got a mechanic shop over in Patterson. His name's Vin. We get all our orders from him. We never talk to Drake directly. I swear.
What's the name of the shop?
A1 Mechanic.
Now, was that so hard?
Harry holds the grenade at shoulder height. The white bandana guy shifts his weight.
Who owns a fat boy outside?
A man in a red hat raises his hand. Harry beckons to him.
You in there?
The man grimaces and tosses his keys to Harry.
All right, let's do this.
Harry rolls the grenade toward them and rushes out. Victoria follows. Smoke pours from the grenade. Nighttime, CIA headquarters, Prague. Windows glow on skyscrapers. In the control room, a dark-haired woman sits at a desk. Citizen paces before monitors.
Yeah.
Harry Turner just trashed a new intrusive biker bar.
Oh, great. It seems Agent Harry Turner has just trashed a Newark, New Jersey biker bar. Okay, check in with Agent Fair immediately and prep an asset.
An assassin? Jesus, Citizen, don't go off the deep end.
Look, I didn't say activate, I said prep. Come on, look, I need a safeguard in place in case I can't rein in baby Turner.
Robertson stares at Citizen from a video screen. In Newark, brick buildings line a river.
I was instructed to put you on the first flight back to Prague.
Did they say when?
Immediately.
Immediately? That can mean a lot of different things.
I'm pretty sure immediately means right fucking now.
Well, you know, time's gonna be tight. I have to save my dad, save the world. And I just have a feeling we are not gonna make that next flight.
She shakes her head and points her gun at him.
Oh, shit, Vic. I'm not going just yet.
He pushes the barrel down.
Look, the Condor goes live in 16 hours. So give me 16 hours. Then you can take me back to Prague, Langley, where the fuck you want to take me. I'll give you my word.
We find the Condor, shut it down with the Patriot key, and if you find your dad, great. Then you're on the next flight back with me to Prague. Do you understand? Are we clear?
Crystal.
Grab your helmet.
He slides on a helmet. She sits behind him as she puts on a helmet. He glances back at her before lowering a visor. They ride off. Victoria holds his torso as he drives past flat industrial buildings on an empty street. Nighttime. Smoke billows from a factory. In a warehouse, Leonard sits.
Mr. Turner. We need the Patriot key. Get him ready.
Red-orange lights glow along the horizon and reflect in a river. Outside a mechanic shop.
Understood, sir. I'm still running down the choke on. Agent Harry Turner? I lost him at the bar, but don't worry. I'm sure I'll be running into him shortly.
Harry gets close to her.
Yes, sir. Immediately. I'll let him know when I see him. Do not make me regret this.
In the shop.
Oh my God, can you hurry up? I don't have all night.
A blonde woman starts to remove her shirt. A hand stops her.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
You should go.
Okay.
We got business.
I don't fucking know you. What business?
You know her?
Really? What do you think I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get to know her.
Harry points a revolver at him. Victoria opens and closes her mouth. Harry holds out the gun. He dumps out bullets. He holds up one bullet in front of Vin. He waves it.
Really?
He puts the bullet into the chamber and shuts it. Victoria glances between them.
Vin.
He points the gun at his head.
Where is your brother?
What brother? I have a lot of brothers.
Drake.
Fuck you!
Now, Vin, we need to help each other out here. You see, I need an answer to my question, and you need to not get your face blown off. Now, where is your brother?
Harry wipes spit off his face. He grabs a screwdriver and stabs Vin's hand.
God.
Turner!
God damn!
Turner.
One left, Vin.
Turner, stop!
I'm gonna see him tonight, God damn it!
Where?
The lodge! The fucking lodge!
The lodge.
I know it. It's a swanky nightclub downtown. Now let's go.
Harry stares as he presses the gun to Vin's head. The satellite orbits above the glowing blue earth. A man in a car holds up binoculars. He wears headphones.
The VIP guest list is almost impossible to pay to get in. If you're going to be a part of this, this cowboy bullshit has got to stop.
It worked, didn't it?
He tases a bound Vin in the car's trunk.
Can you get us into the lodge or not?
I can't. But I know who can.
They look at Vin. She shuts the trunk.
You guys are gonna love it there. It's the hottest club I know.
In an apartment.
Oh, there it is.
A woman in red grabs a dress.
Here, put this on.
No.
This is no time to be modest, B.
Don't you have a pantsuit?
Stop objecting and take it and put it on. You're gonna thank me later.
The woman points, revealing an arm tattoo. She shakes the dress. Victoria takes it and exits.
Thank you. And you. You actually look pretty good. But maybe just a little product in the hair. Che Magnifique and awesome, bro. Oh, and you gotta lose the white boy hoodie. No.
In the Prague control room.
Sir, we just received this.
On a video screen.
My name is Leonard Turner. I am an agent with the Central Intelligence Agency, and I have been taken hostage by Abdallah Sayyaf. In approximately 14 hours, the Condor will go live, and Abdallah Sayyaf will have control over the world's telecommunications. This message will be followed by their demands. If those demands are not met in time, all missile silos will be activated with coordinates set in the continental United States. The demands are as follows.
In the apartment, Harry looks into where Victoria slips on the dress. The woman throws a spatula at him.
Hey! You. No peeksies.
Nothing he hasn't seen before.
Really? You too?
Ancient history, Chris.
Well, don't stop there, slut. Tell me more.
Well, I was assigned to the field.
I wasn't.
Harry shrugs with the spatula.
Well, maybe this is your second chance.
Chris smiles at Harry. Blood stains his bottom lip. Victoria enters in a black dress. She fastens a belt. She and Harry lock eyes. He smirks. She smiles and raises her eyebrows.
Damn, I'm good. I'm gonna have to go get myself ready. I can't have you stealing all the attention from the boys. Hey, and that dress stays on while I'm gone, hero. No handsies.
Chris exits. Harry shakes his head.
Can you help?
Harry gazes at her. She turns her back to him. An open zipper reveals her bare back. She moves her hair. Harry stands behind her.
This totes reminds me of...
Williamsburg?
Yeah.
She slowly spins to face him. Their faces linger closer. She squints her eyes.
We were good together, weren't we?
We were together. We weren't, we weren't. Got complicated.
Well, that complicated. Easy is boring. Do you ever think?
Always.
They stare into each other's eyes. They lean in. Their noses graze as they bring their lips close together. Victoria pulls away.
We should focus.
Harry moves his head away from hers. In an office, Robertson picks up his cell. He stands from a desk. Purple lights glow on a building's peaked top. Below, Harry stands in the street.
Where are you, kid?
Standing outside some nightclub downtown.
Probably not the best time to go dancing, Harry.
I know where Drake is.
Listen to me, kid.
It's not Drake. It's not the Chukan. It's Aldalwa Sayef.
No, that...
I just watched the tape
with my own fucking eyes. Now listen to me, for your sake, for your dad's, for mine, for Pete's sake, stand down.
Ken,
stand down, Harry.
So I just spoke with Pickens and he...
Aldalwa Sayef.
Yeah?
It's bullshit.
Think it's a misdirect?
Only one way to find out.
Chris waves from by the queue.
Okay, hey, you're both in! Come on.
Harry gestures half-heartedly. Victoria reaches into a clutch bag.
In case we get separated?
She removes tiny earpieces. He inspects it. She and Harry insert them in their ears.
So what's the plan?
Get inside, find Drake, ask him where my dad is.
So the plan is you have no plan?
Works in the movies.
You're ridiculous. Stick with me, kid. You might learn something.
She strolls past him. He cocks his head and follows. In the control room.
Sir, with your permission, I'd like to head up to Jersey. Something about this whole Aldalwa Sayef just doesn't sit right with me.
All right, fine. I'm sending Higgins with you.
Sir,
he's already in the air.
In the lodge. People dance, bathed in green light. The long-haired man, Drake, sits at a table.
Oh, no, no, no. Listen, listen, listen. His trend of claw is math that he feels math. It's that he does not know when to quit.
A woman with long, wavy hair approaches a bouncer. He turns to Drake.
Yeah, let her through, goddammit.
The woman smiles and struts to the table. She picks a shot up and downs it. Drake sips a beer.
My father sent me to let you know he's really pleased doing business with you.
Yeah, that's awesome. How is your father? I fucking love that guy.
Too many women, too much vodka.
Harry and Victoria walk side by side.
Oh, seen anyone these last couple of years?
It's none of your business.
A woman with a tray walks up.
Hey, handsome. Can I interest you in a specialty cocktail?
You want a shot?
No.
No?
Harry takes a shot off the tray.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you.
Anything else?
I just might do that.
He drinks the shot as they walk on, at Drake's table. The woman hands him an envelope. He slides cash out. Two women in short dresses approach.
Next in the room, please.
Women slide away from him. The new women sit.
Tell your father our relationship is in good standing.
I'll let him know.
The wavy-haired woman stands and saunters off. Harry and Victoria stand on the dance floor.
There he is.
Victoria glances at Drake through the crowd in green lights. Drake looks in their direction. She grabs the back of Harry's head and pulls him into a kiss. She looks at Drake past Harry's head. Green light obscures him. She separates from Harry.
Stop smiling. Chris, remember New Orleans?
Ooh, Harry's seducing.
Victoria points to Drake. Drake sips a beer.
Yeah? Really? Really, I did have weird taste.
Victoria leans in and gently kisses Chris. She eyes Drake. Drake stares over. Harry smirks. Chris runs her hand down Victoria's back. They separate. Drake beckons to them.
Uncool, Miss Fair. Uncool.
Don't be jelly, Turner.
They stroll toward his table. A woman touches Drake's hair. Victoria grabs a drink off a tray. She walks up to the table and puts her drink on the edge. The drink splashes. Drake wipes his face. He smiles.
What's your name, beautiful?
What?
Victoria smiles.
Jesus fucking gracious, bitch. What's your name?
Whatever you want it to be, babe.
Heather. I like Heather.
That's my mom's name. Mm. Can I have some more?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
She picks up a champagne bottle and drinks from it. Drake puts down an empty wine glass.
So, Heather, you like to kiss both men and women?
I can't hear you. Can we go somewhere private, possibly?
Absolutely. Even out. We show this lovely lady to the private room.
The bouncer, Debo, guides Victoria through the crowd. Drake grabs a guy's beer. In the private room, three men sit on a couch as they watch a woman dance on a pole. Drake enters and looks around. He kicks a man on the couch.
Get the fuck out. You too, princess.
The topless dancer hurries out. Drake gestures to the pole. Victoria drinks from the bottle. He pushes his long hair back.
I've always wanted to try this.
Yeah, well, don't break it.
She steps up to the pole and slowly spins.
I'm in this asshole's pussy palace.
In a bathroom.
Jeez, will you just call me if you're in trouble?
In the private room, Drake sits on the couch. Victoria slides down the pole.
Uh-huh. Glad you came back here with me. People say I look dangerous. I don't know what it is. I think it's the fucking hair.
I like your hair. I like a little danger, too.
In the bathroom, Harry glances at himself in a mirror. In the CIA office, Daryl leans away from his laptop.
Shit. Yeah.
Harry, there is a wet work order out on you.
Dude, did you hear me? You've been targeted for assassination.
Harry checks a watch.
How long?
The asset's en route.
A man in black enters behind Harry.
Thanks, Daryl.
Harry turns away from a sink and looks under a stall door. In the private room, Victoria leans on Drake's shoulders.
No, I really have to go to the little lady's room.
You're not going anywhere.
Harry walks around to another stall door. As he kicks it, the man in black swings the door open. He kicks Harry in the chest and face. The man ducks under a high kick, then springs off a urinal. He boots Harry's face, then spins and kicks him into the mirror. Harry tosses him into a urinal. Water sprays from its mouth. In the private room, Drake grabs Victoria's face.
Look at my power to level nations. Think one little bitch from the CIA will pose much of a threat, huh? Agent Victoria Fair?
In the bathroom, mist sprays as the men face each other. The man touches his shoulder. Harry blocks two low kicks. They trade shin kicks. The man blocks punches. He hits Harry's ribs. In the private room, Drake throws Victoria over a bar. In the bathroom, Harry knocks him down with a jump punch.
On my way.
The man swings a knife. In the private room.
Fucked up, bitch.
Fuck you.
Get up. Fuck up. Get up. Pick up your legs. No. No. Come on. Come on.
He throws her into a table. Harry hits the man with the stall door and blocks a stab. Harry blocks jabs. He twists the man's arm and gets the knife. The man knocks it from his hand. The man knees him into a stall. They trade punches. the man headlocks Harry from behind. He grabs a toilet tank top and hits him. The man collapses as porcelain pieces scatter. In the private room, Victoria's body breaks glasses.
It's a shame, really. We're out of time. I was looking forward to seeing how far you were willing to go.
A big man kicks Victoria on the ground.
Don't think so.
Harry grabs the big man's fist. On the dance floor, the big guy sprawls. Harry and Victoria approach.
I got you.
Victoria kicks his chest. Harry moves his feet rapidly as he punches another man. Victoria punches the big man. He falls to his knees by a bar. Harry blocks a punch. He and Victoria smash the backs of men together. The men stumble. Harry strikes. A man collapses. The big man pushes Harry. Victoria's foot hits his torso. She sweeps his legs. He falls back.
I had him.
You're so male right now.
Come on.
Two men punch at Harry. He catches their arms and flips them.
Stay down.
Victoria claps. The men stand. She jumps and knocks them with one punch. Drake grabs her from behind and holds a gun to her head.
That's enough! That's enough!
Men grab Harry.
I don't know what this kung fu cocksucker is, but get him the fuck out of here! And none of you fuck-fucks talk shit! Walk, bitch. Walk!
Harry struggles, pinned on his knees. In a stairwell, Drake, Victoria, and Debo trot downstairs. In the lodge, Chris hits a man with an object. Harry punches the other man and knocks him down.
Chris.
In a parking garage, Drake leads Victoria into a SUV. It peels around a pole. In the stairwell, Chris and Harry run.
Where's your car? Where's your car?
In the garage, they enter a red sports car.
Let's go. Hit it.
Headlights illuminate. The car whips around a corner unsteadily and speeds through the garage. Chris pulls the car out to a street through a puddle.
How old do you know, Jersey?
Huh?
Forget it. Can you go any faster?
Chris smiles and jams her foot on the gas pedal. Harry's head hits the headrest. Green lights glows among dark buildings below the spire of a church. The SUV rolls along a road.
Pick up, you dumb motherfucker. Have you talked to my brother?
What the fuck are you at, man?
Motherfucker.
Abraham Lincoln Elementary.
Abraham Lincoln Elementary.
Oh, I went there for like a year. It's kind of cool. Oh, go there. Gotcha. Oh.
Chris jerks the wheel, and the sports car makes a skidding U-turn. Colored lights reflect on the slick street as the car takes a corner.
I love this drive-thru. Anyone up for a taco?
Drive-thru tacos.
Which one?
How many are there?
There's like four or five.
Fuck.
But the only one with the drive-thru is on Tennessee.
Go! Go! Tennessee!
The car slides through a sharp turn.
Chris, this is a one-way!
A sedan hurtles toward them. Harry tugs the wheel. The sedan passes.
Oh, that was close.
In the SUV.
Where are we going?
Well, if I told you I'd have to kill you, which, full disclosure, I would love nothing more. But, sorry about your face.
Drake slugs her. In the sports car, Harry touches his earpiece. The car speeds on a side street and slides into a fast turn. Harry scans the area. The SUV drives on a parallel street.
There they are. There they are.
Chris presses her high heel onto the brake pedal. She spins the wheel. The car fishtails into a parking lot. Harry's body bounces as the car bumps over uneven pavement. The car passes parked cars and buildings. On one overhead saloon, the car drifts into a turn.
Slow down.
Okay.
Slow down. Stay back.
The car slows as the SUV comes into view on the street ahead. The sports car follows the SUV as it makes a left turn. The SUV turns right past a large white building. Its brake lights glow red as it enters a tunnel ramp. The SUV speeds into a brightly lit tunnel. Tiled walls fly past the sports car as it follows the SUV. The tunnel lies empty ahead of the sports car. Smoke pours over a factory. The SUV's headlights shine on a dark road as it approaches from afar. The SUV takes a right down a driveway, then slows by a line of trees. The sports car rolls up to the driveway entrance.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
All right, look. If you don't hear from me in an hour, call Robertson at this number.
She looks at her phone.
You got it?
Got it. So what do I do if he doesn't answer?
Just stay in the car.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want me to come in?
Stay in the car.
Okay.
Harry stomps off. Chris shifts her eyes. In the shipping yard, Harry runs with a gun drawn below elevated platforms. He sneaks by a pipe emitting thick steam beside train tracks. A bright light illuminates part of the tracks. Harry stalks through a warehouse. Metal sheeting and pipes surround him. A green light reflects on his face. He creeps up a small set of stairs toward dirty plastic walls. He points his gun as he rounds a corner. He slowly steps past a yellow railing. A guard stands in a doorway beyond red valve pipes. Harry lowers his gun as he encroaches. He takes a crowbar off the valve pipe. He throws the bar at the guard.
Hey.
The guard catches the bar, sparks flying. Harry slides on an overhead zipline feet first into the guard. They smash through doors. He takes out his gun and hurries off. He steps through the warehouse methodically. Red beacon lights flash around the room. Harry looks up to a raised metal platform. A silhouette stands in a translucent cabin atop the platform. Harry climbs stairs toward it. He inches toward the cabin. He slides his gun into the back of his pants. In the structure, a man in a beanie works controls. Harry enters behind him through plastic strip curtains. The man punches. Harry blocks. Harry throws him into a wall. They trade blows. The man punches Harry's gut. They separate. Harry ducks under a big swing. Harry grabs his arm and flips him onto his back before bashing his face with his fist. Harry takes the gun out of his pants. He slides out the strip curtain. He walks on a raised walkway through swirling smoke. He holds his gun drawn as he marches forward. A guard paces in shadow below the platform. Harry steps off the platform. The guard holds a rifle. He turns and walks past Harry, who steps closer past a control panel wall. He braces against a wall beside the guard. Harry slams his gun down on the guard's outstretched rifle. Harry throws him against the control panel and pistol whips his face. The guard slumps motionless. Harry stalks on. In a metal-paneled room, Victoria stands with one hand above her head, bound to a pipe that juts from the wall. Steam drifts past, a light by the door. Harry climbs a small set of stairs. He aims his gun as he walks. He looks into a hall as he passes. He creeps toward an electrical box. He glances behind himself. A foot kicks him. Harry hits a guard with his own rifle and throws the gun away. The guard kicks Harry's leg, dodges a punch, and kicks him into a wall. Harry clocks him. They square up and hold up fists. Harry kicks his chest. The guard get up and kicks. Harry catches his leg and twists it. The guard hit Harry twice in the head. Harry falls. He picks him up and throws him. The guard expands a baton. Harry stands and blocks a baton blow with his arm. The guard swings. Harry dodges and ducks. Harry jumps and back kicks him. He swings around a post and kicks his chest. He grabs a fire extinguisher and hits him. Harry stomps away from the downed guard. Harry touches a dart in his leg. Drake walks with a gun through a hall bathed in orange light. Harry holds his leg. He stumbles, then falls. Drake crouches and waves at Harry. Fade to black. In a warehouse room, Harry sits with his eyes closed and head bent forward. He stirs. Leonard sits beside him. He stares at Harry.
Follow protocol?
Dan, are you okay?
Harry, focus. Does anyone know you're here?
No.
No one knows you're here.
The last person I spoke to was Uncle Ken. I'm sorry, Dad. Fucked up.
Nelson, you did everything you could. We're fine. No one knows we're here.
Drake strolls past a long metal hatch door toward them. Leonard stands. He walks over to Drake.
Give us a minute.
Drake sighs and saunters off.
Sorry about all this, Harry.
What's going on, Dad?
Retaliation.
I don't understand.
Retaliation for your mother.
What's this got to do with Mom?
Leonard turns to face Harry.
The CIA leaked my cover.
Harry shakes his head.
Correct. The CIA gave up my cover. Cost me your mother. Almost cost me you.
He stole the condo. You're just gonna turn your back on everything you stood for?
You turned your back on me first, Harry.
Where's Victoria?
She's here.
I want to see her.
She is no longer your concern.
Leonard backs away. Harry tries to move his arms restrained behind the chair. An empty chair sits next to him. In the metal-paneled room, Victoria stands with her arm up.
Give me the patriarch key.
You're killing him. Only thing Harry's ever wanted in life was to be like you.
Leonard steps close to Victoria. She reaches into the neck of her dress and removes the key. Leonard takes it from her. He leans in and kisses her cheek. She shuts her eyes and sways as Leonard exits. In the warehouse, Leonard looks at a photo of a young man smiling with a woman.
The bars are here.
Send him in.
Leonard pockets the photo.
And bring my son up. I don't want to see this.
Drake saunters away. In the warehouse room, Drake opens a switchblade. He steps to the back of Harry's chair and crouches.
Fucking move, bitch.
Fuck off.
He cuts Harry's restraints.
Get the fuck up. Get the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice fucking jacket, brother. Where'd you get this jacket? I don't like talking much.
Drake shoves Harry toward Leonard.
Ivan!
Drake looks over as three bearded men in suits enter.
This place like Russia, cold and wet.
Very good for the skin, that's what they say.
Good skin is for hookers and potatoes.
And thought of it that way.
Leonard gestures to a suitcase in Drake's hand.
As promised, the Condor.
This is it?
Yeah. This is it.
Demonstration, please.
Leonard nods slightly as he turns to Drake. Drake approaches them with the case. Harry stares at him. He places the metallic case on the ground and opens it. He flicks a switch. A line of red lights illuminate above a keyboard. Rows of code pass on a screen. On another display, circular graphics flicker.
Goddamn, we're online. And it's done.
Half of China just lost cell reception.
Ivan looks up from the Condor at Leonard. The satellite hovers above the Earth. Lights disappear from a black landmass. In the CIA control room.
Sir, the Condor just activated.
What's its target?
Chinese telecommunications network.
Son of a bitch.
In the metal paneled room.
Guard. Guard. I have to go to the little girl's room.
So go in your fucking pants.
You're not gonna really let me hang here, are you? Come here.
He glances behind him. He approaches Victoria. She kicks him in the groin. She grabs his neck with her legs. She breaks the pipe above her. Steam sprays his face. She flips him to the ground and slides her wrists off the pipe. In the warehouse, one of the bearded men hangs up a satellite phone. He nods to Ivan.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Ivan crouches by the Condor. He begins to type on it. Harry looks at Leonard.
Don't do this.
We've met before, you and I.
Excuse me?
Not face to face, but our paths have crossed.
You sure? Because I don't remember.
December 21st, 2004. Ring a bell?
December.
Ivan shuts the case.
No, I'm sorry it doesn't.
It means everything to me. To my son. That is the day that you purchased my cover from the CIA and sold it to Dmitry Kovrov. The day you signed my wife's death sentence.
I did no such thing.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Drake.
Drake and two men point guns at the Russians. The bearded men beside Ivan fall.
Say her name.
Leonard shoots his leg.
Say her name!
I don't know!
I'll help you! Kate Turner!
Kate Turner!
Eric. Eric!
Ivan grimaces. Leonard holds a gun out to Harry, who takes it.
For your mother. Finish it off.
Fuck you.
Harry stares intently as he aims the gun at Ivan.
Fuck you and your dead mother!
The gun trembles in Harry's hand. Leonard pushes down Harry's outstretched arm. Higgins emerges with a pistol drawn.
Hands up!
Higgins, put away your weapon.
Sir?
Holster your weapon.
Looks like you had a busy day.
Higgins, put the condor in the car. Take it back to Prague.
Shut the fuck up.
The fuck are you doing, Leonard?
Fuck if I know.
Take a step back. Back the fuck up.
Leonard aims at him.
The fuck are you talking about?
You'll back away from the condor, or I will blow a fucking round right through your dumb fucking skull. Do you understand?
Robertson shoots Higgins.
It didn't have to be like this, friend.
Seriously.
I tried to keep you out of this, Harry. Lord knows I tried. But you're a Turner through and through. Stubborn as hell.
Who put the hit on my kid?
I didn't want to, but I had no choice. I couldn't have him sabotaging everything I worked so hard to put into motion. But we can still save this. There's 150 million bucks in account. I take the condor, we're talking billions. Billions!
Step back.
Step back.
Okay. You're a smart guy. You think anybody's walking out of here with the condo?
What are you waiting for?
Drake and his men aim.
You broke the deal, Leonard.
Leonard falls. One of Drake's men gets shot. Harry drops. Victoria shoots from the catwalk. Drake's other man falls. Robertson shoots at her.
Get the condo.
Drake takes cover. Robertson ducks. A guard aims at Victoria's back.
Take a gun down.
Fucking dead, bitch.
Higgins tackles Drake. Robertson grabs the condor and runs.
Stop him, Harry!
Ken!
Victoria slams the guard's head on a conveyor. She kicks his chest. He collapses.
Diamonds, bitch.
Drake punches Higgins. Higgins slugs him and kicks him back. Robertson sprints between stacks of pallets. Harry gives chase. Robertson busts through a door. Outside, he sprints with the case to a car.
You're tenacious, kid. I'll give you that.
The car pulls off. Harry gets in an SUV. Inside, Victoria and a guard trade fast punches. Higgins picks up Drake and slams him into a post. He jabs his face. Drake punches him. Higgins elbows his head. The SUV speeds behind the car. Robertson glances over his shoulder. He slams down the gas pedal. Inside, the guard punches and kicks Victoria. She stumbles back. She dodges kicks. She kicks him and grabs a piece of the conveyor. She bludgeons him. Drake dodges Higgins' punches. Higgins clocks him. Drake's eyes widen. He falls back. Outside, the SUV gains ground on the car. Harry drives beside Robertson. Robertson looks over and turns the car away from the SUV on the other side of dividers. He pulls in front of the SUV. Harry slams the brake pedal. He follows close behind. Robertson drifts the car around a corner. Harry follows. He drives over the train tracks. The SUV's headlights blare. The vehicles kick up dust. They separate. The SUV drives off. Robertson looks around him as he moves the steering wheel. He skids to a stop. The SUV smashes into the side of the car. The car rolls over. Shattered glass flies. Sparks scatter. Harry exits the SUV. He limps over to the car. A bloodied Robertson slumps over the wheel.
Sorry.
Harry's eyes flutter. He reaches into a broken window. He pulls out the condor.
Dad, I got it.
Leonard rides on the ground. Harry tries to lift him.
Let me lead you up.
Harry sits with Leonard in his lap.
You're good.
Leonard closes his eyes and leans back. He holds his torso as he turns on his side. Clouds recede from above a waterside cityscape. The black sky fades to purple, then yellow. Daytime. At the factory. Harry walks down a ramp and opens the SUV door. He slides the Condor out of the passenger seat and places it on the ground. He stares down at it. He slides a rifle out of the passenger seat. He aims it at the Condor. Holes appear in the case. Sparks fly. Smoke billows. A flame emits from the punctured metal. In Chris's car, Chris sleeps. Harry, Victoria, and Higgins approach.
You ready?
Let's roll.
Let's load up.
The sports car accelerates down an empty street. Fade to black. A river runs past green fields and brick buildings. An American flag waves before an expanse of white gravestones. Arlington National Cemetery, Washington, D.C. On a stone, in loving memory of Leonard Turner, 1960 to 2015, a red rose lies at its base. Harry looks down at the stone. He nods faintly. An American flag ripples in a breeze. In Newark, the Manhattan skyline is visible in the distance. Victoria sits on a bench in a park. Purvis sits beside her. He wears sunglasses.
Purvis.
Miss Fair. It's a pleasure to see you again.
I really wasn't expecting you.
I know.
He hands her a manila envelope. She slides out a phone.
Where are you?
In the office.
It doesn't sound like the office.
Okay, maybe I'm visiting an old friend.
Are you going to be able to handle this one without me?
Wait, you aren't coming?
Shit's about to get complicated.
I like complicated. Easy's boring.
Harry hangs up a phone. He wears a black beanie. He hides by a stone wall. He watches Drake as he strolls by. Drake talks on a cell. Drake climbs into a car. Harry turns and walks away. Over his shoulder, he presses a remote. The car explodes into flames. The doors rocket off. Cut to black. Extraction. Credits appear. Audio description created by Zoo Digital. Written by TJ Reardon. And narrated by Joe Hernandez.